We gave them food and shelter in return for keeping mice and rats at bay. It's the same reason these cats live on David Hicks's Oxfordshire farm today.
Oh, we were just overrun with rats and the poison wasn't working. They were burrowing under the floors of the buildings, undermining the floor, so the floor collapsed, making holes in the bags of food and mucking and peeing in the food, making it inedible for the animals. We had such a rat problem, in the end, a friend suggested we got some cats because they sorted his rat problem out. We're 3-4 years on now. We've got lots of cats, but no rats.
This relationship explains why it was beneficial for cats to hold on to their wild side.
Cats like these must live much in the same way as we imagine cats must have lived right at the beginning of domestication, when cats were first beginning to associate themselves with man. These cats are really here as hunters. They're here to keep the rats and mice down on this farm.